Kicking, we're up to the Flamed of Aleph. Lamed Amr Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Arvin Lanoza, the Yain Lanoza Mishnah, and Nozer can use Yain for Eruvei Tchumen. Shaili is, how can Nozer use Yain when the Nozer is not allowed to drink Yain? The Gemara's Masis, to like Rebisha Beshamai, in Echnami, I like Beshamai, the Tanya Beshamai, Oimim, in Marvin Lanoza Beyain, at least Shabbat Shumot, period, because they can't derive benefit. Base Hillel Oimrim, Ma'orvin, Lenoza, Beyayin, Lishon, Betuma, it's okay. Amalchem, Mesil, Beshama, Yat, Maidim, what's the Pshat? How don't you agree? Shemarvin, Legod, Lubimaki Purim, that you can use food for an adult on Yom Kippur to travel more than 2,000 Amos. But on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, Rashi. The Mishu Gadol, Shehei Vishtei Cyrus, Shechai Vishchai Beinui, and the Afagav, the Lamachar, Le Chazi Le, Choyel Vichazi Lekot, and Shein the Barangit. What's the Lamdis? The Lamdis is that since the food is fit for a child to eat, even though it's not fit for the adult, being that it's Yom Kippur, doesn't matter. We say to the Svara that it's fit for someone else. Just like when it comes to a Yom Kippur, a Gadol can make an Erev to walk more than 2,000 Amos with food because it's for a cotton. Same thing with Nazir, even though he can't drink the Ayin, someone else can drink the Ayin. So why then are you Be'eshamai Somachm? How are you Mechal Yom Kippur and between Nazir? Shemar v'n Gadol
of Yom Kippur. Because Yayin.
Yeah.
Can't drink Yayin.
He
can, but
the concept is there. On Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, a Gadol cannot eat, but the food is fit for a child. A Nazir cannot drink Yayin, but the Yayin is fit for someone else, not a child, someone else. So what's going on? So we see the concept is this. What's the difference? Amru Lohen, they Shammai said, Avul Amru Lohen. Amalachanavamalachem, Kishem Shem Lugodli, Makipum Kachmarvin Lazir. We agree, that's not a kasha. Amru lohen.
Avol.
It's MS. We agree. We agree, yeah, period. Aval, MS, we're masking. Period. Amru lohen, so nochmo, so Beisil said back is part of the conversation. So Beisil said to Beishamai, since you just admitted to me, you said aval, MS, that you can be ma'ari for an adult on Yom Kippur because the food is fit for a katan, kishem shem arvin legod yom kippurim kach marvin lenoz biyayin, uli shol b'shuma. So takos on this part of the conversation. So what's the difference? The concept is the same. Ubeishamai, there's a chilek. Chasam ikasuda. Haruya mibod yoim is a fundamental difference. Then by Yom Kippur, in Achnami, the food is not fit to eat on Yom Kippur itself, but the food is fit to eat Erev Yom Kippur. But when it comes to the Nazir B'Yayin, the Nazir is never, by Merfil, it's Klara, it's not Erev Yom Kippur. So growl the chilak. It's not even fit. Okay, fine. So that concludes the shtick. Next, Kiman Mor says, Kiman, this whole sugya that according to Beishamai, what is a mashma according to the sugya? Even Beishamai agrees. He said, Aval, you are allowed to be ma'arev with food for on Yom Kippur, even though you cannot eat the food on Yom Kippur, since you can eat the food every Yom Kippur, and since the child is really a combination of two svaras. If an adult wants to make an Eruvei Tchumen for Yom Kippur to walk more than 2,000 Amos Yom Kippur, it's okay, because number one, the food is fit for a child to eat on Yom Kippur. Number two, even the adult himself, Erev Yom Tif, is allowed to eat that food. So it's mashma. According to Beishamai, he agrees to the concept of Erev Tchumen. Right, he's not coming to disagree. The only time where Beishamai does not agree to the concept of Erev Tchumen is when it comes to Nazir B'Yayin. Really? Keman, Deleke Chananya, the Chananya, Oyem Chananya says, Kol Atzman Shol Beishamai, the entire essence of Beishamai, they don't agree to the whole concept of Erev Tchumen. If you want to make an Erev Tchumen, you know how you make an Erev Tchumen, you go there. You go and you stand in that location, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, you stand there. There's no such thing, you kind of shri samamish, begufay, not with food. Not only that, it's not enough to stand there, take it back, it's not enough. Shayotze mitosai, take your bed, the whole clay tashmishai, all of your clothing, l'sham. So therefore, obviously, this is on top of the page, that Beshamah agrees that all you need to know is put on your food, gesundheit. You don't need your bed. You don't need your klei tashmisha. It's not going like Hananya, because Hananya had a different version, the shita of Beis Shammai. Fight. Nugmar. Kmano zochodetanya. Like who does follow the following memory? Eruv b'shchayim. A person brings out his black clothing. A person has two sets of clothing, the dark and the light. He brings out his dark clothing. And he puts them there. He puts this dark clothing there in the location. Or look at Rashi. Rashi more precisely. And when Shabbos began, the person was wearing dark clothing. For holach v'yoshav, he sat beside a pai mama at shakana sham shvisa shekidish lo v'yom v'chazar leveis. Then when Shabbos is, then after Shabbos began, because when does the moment of erev chum trigger? When does it go into effect? Basic halacha, it goes into effect erev Shabbos bein hashmasha. So you're standing there erev Shabbos bein hashmasha at the mokam hashvisa. I assume that with your mita, with your bed, and your with your black clothing, and now it's Shabbos, and you want to go travel more than 2,000 amos, lo yetzei b'levanim. You may not wear a new set of clothing. The only clothing that can go, the only clothing that you can go with 4,000 another 2,000 amos is the same clothing you're wearing when Shabbos began, because those clothing are the dim shvisa. It's not just you get the dim shvisa, even your possessions. So the possessions must actually be there. Lo yetzei b'levanim.
You can change your clothing,
but if you want to go take those specific clothing past the tchum, you can, because those tchum also kind of shvitz, just like with you. Bilavonim. Let's say you were wearing white clothing when Shabbos began. Lo yetzei b'shchem kiman. Who is this going like? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chananyi. This going like Chananyi. V'alibu de Beshamay. So the Gemara at this point wants to say that this halacha basically is equivalent to Chananyi. Just like Chananyi above said, so when it comes to Beshamay, you have to take your mita, the clay tashmish. What did Chananyi say? Mita. So that's mashma, the meat and the clay tashmishoy get the same shvisa as you get when you're in that location. That's exactly what it says here. Black, yes, white, not, or white, yes, black, not, because the same way you're kind of shvisa, you're kelim a kind of shvisa. The Gemara says that's not so. This member doesn't work out even according to Chananya, because l'chananya b'shchayim hudu lo yeitze. But according to Chananya, b'shchayim hudu lo yeitze. Let's say a person was kind of shvisa with white. Let's say Taki was kind of, so it says here b'shchem hudol yetsay habalavonim yetsay. But what do you mean? That's not what it says in the Brice. The Brice says ha'amad sheyotzi mitasa v'klei tashmisha l'sham. There's something here that doesn't make sense, because if you go look at Chananya, literally Chananya the b'kain of shvisa, he didn't just say that the kelim must be there. Even if you, the person, wants to be kain of shvisa, it's not enough for you to be sitting in your tchum to be kain of shvisa. You must bring your bed and the basic necessities there to the location. So Chananya was an extreme opinion. This memory that we just quoted seems to indicate that if you want to be kind of shvisa, gesundheit, just stand there. You don't need to bring your bed and all of your kelim. It just so happens to be that what's going to be kind of shvisa? Whatever you're wearing. But you don't need to bring out to that mokum more than anything other than yourself. But Chananya was weiter. He went further. He said, not only you also, you're not even allowed to go out with white clothing past the tchum if you did not go out there before Shabbos began with your bed and your clay tashmishoy. So how can you tell me that this is going like Chananya? This is going not like Chananya as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to revise the translation of Mem. Well, let's read. We're going to translate the brayos differently than we did originally. Erev b'levan, the person went and he stood there. It was erev Shabbos ben hashmashes, and you want to be kind of shvisa, and you went there and you stood there, and you were wearing white clothing, the chutzrich l'shchoyrim, and now you want to go travel past the 2,000 amah point with black clothing. Guess what? You can't do it. Not only can't you go with black, You can't even travel with your original white clothing. Why not? It was not a valid shvisa. Because in order to become a shvisa, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshos, you have to bring your bed and your basic necessities. Why? Because this taka is the shita of Hananya. What? You didn't bring the bed. You didn't bring your bed. You didn't bring the klei tashmishi. It's not just the levanim, klei tashmishi. You have to bring a negavasa cup, and you have to bring your alarm clock, and you have to bring a sefer, you have to bring a chair and a table. You have to bring with you the klei tashmishi. Mitasa you klei tashmishi. It's not called yukayna shvisa unless it's the real deal. And if you just go out there and you stand there, at that location with your clothing, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to help you. It's not going to work. And it's not going to work. Not only is it not going to work to allow you to take with you the different set of clothing that you have in your home, even the clothing that you were wearing at the moment when you were kind of shvisa, even that you can't do because it doesn't work entirely. So that's the bottom line. So we come to the Maskar, it's a Kedat Mimim, the staff, there's a sheet that is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, there are two versions of Beis Shammai. There's the popular version of Beis Shammai that we know. Beis Shammai says you can make an Eruv, no problem. There's only one thing Beis Shammai says, a Nazir can't make an Eruv. Only a Nazir. Why not? Because you don't have the double heter. What's a double heter? It has to be fit on Shabbos to someone else, and it has to be fit for you at least before Shabbos. A Nazir in a Chanami, a Maskim, the Yayin is fit for someone else. That's a principle in the Mishnah. Everyone agrees that you cite it. But can I, the Nazir, drink the Yayin of Shabbos and Hashmashos? No. I can't drink it. It's too much. It's a chasarin, and that's no good. Then we have, but if it's good, if I can eat it, Beis Shammai is maskim. That's our version of Beis Shammai. But we have to be aware. There's another version of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai lived in Chananya. Chananya's version of Beis Shammai. There's no such thing as an Erev Tuchum unless you bring out to the Mokum Shritza the Mita Uklei Tash Mishai Vaitam. Sumchas Sayyid Mudon Mishnah, Af Oimer Bechul Sumchas. Now we had two cases in the Mishnah. We had a case of Nazar B'Yayin and Yisroel Bitruma. Right? It's okay. Why is it okay? Because it's the Yayin is fit for someone else. And here's the Rebbe Chiddush. And the Yisroel, it's also fit the Truma. The Truma is not, but you listen to Kash, but the Truma is not fit. That in a chanami, so according to Beis Hillel, we don't need according to Beis Hillel, we go like Beis Hillel now, you don't need to come on to a double leniency that it's fit for you. It's also technically fit for you. We'll get to that in a little bit in a moment, but you don't need to come on to that. According to the Rabbanan are very generous. The Rabbanan say, a Nazir B'Yayin can never drink wine, right? A Yisrael B'Truma can never drink. Yisrael can never drink Truma. The Rabbanan say, okay, you can't do it, but a Kohen can eat Truma. It's good enough for the lumdis of Eruvei Tchum. It's not like we learned yesterday, Oil Hames. Oil Hames is a Mitzias. This is not a Mitzias. It's a Lomdis Shadim. As long as the food is fit someone, it's good enough. Now, along comes Sumchis, and Sumchis in the Mishnah is Chaylik, and Sumchis says that Chulin not. Chulin you can, a Yisrael cannot be koine shvisa with chulin. With Truma, I'm sorry, with chulin. I'm only be chulin, yes, someone says a Yisrael can be koine shvisa with chulin, but not with Truma. So the big question is, how come Sumchis, when he comes to disagree, he only disagreed on one of the two halachas? There is another fundamental halacha, Nazir B'Yayin. L'chayra, if Sumchis is going to disagree with the law of Truma, L'chayra, Sumchis should disagree also with the halacha of Nazir B'Yayin. He should not allow Nazir to be kind of shvisa b'yayin, yet in the Mishnah he doesn't disagree with that halacha. So what's the difference? Why is Sumchis only disagreeing with the halacha of not allowing? He only does not allow a Yisrael to be kind of shvisa with truma, but he does allow a nazir to be kind of yayin with yayin. Vil nazir yayin lepolik my timer. So the Gemara says a very big yisod evshad the mishnah on nazirus. Have a lot of lomshul gemara because a nazir can mishnah on nazirus. A nazir can be 29 days into his 30-day term, and you know what? I had enough of this. I had enough. This is not for me. And he goes to the Chacham, tells the Chacham, I never knew that it would be like this. I can't hold out. I'm an addict. Chas Hashalom. I can't hold out. and therefore the shoyl kibish mela, the yayin can become mutter to the nazir once again. Im shoyl yachi trumanami. There's such a halacha. If you mash a truma, you can go to a chacham and you can say, "I made a mistake. I never meant to give the truma. Had I known, I wouldn't have given the truma." So nami the gemara after the mishnah leilavei. So the gemara says an incredible chiddush. In mishnah leilavei, what's going to help? So what is truma? Truma comes from tevel. You start off with tevel. Tevel is aser min haTorah. It's chiv misa b'dei shemayim. After mafish the truma, the shirayim is mutter. Well, not really. The shirayim you have a chiv ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. But at least the tevel goes off the status of tevel. So now you go to the chacham. You can be shol on the truma. If you shol on the truma, you revert back to the original status of tevel, and tevel is also aser. So you gain nothing. A nazir, if you shol on the nazirus, the yain is mutter. If a Yisrael is shoyel on the hafrashas truma, so what are you left with? Tevel. Tevel is aser. Truma is aser for Yisrael, and tevel is aser. So you gain nothing. The Gemara Yachi, Atumanami, Efshad Mishal, Lilavei, the Gemara says no. E Mishali Allah, Hadra Lativla. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? So it's tevel. Tevel is not a never problem. Why? You can be mafrish. You can be mafrish truma and ma'aser on Shabbos. I mean, you've been kind of shvitza. When are you kind of shvitza? You've been kind of shvitza erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Even if it was Shabbos mamish, you can be you can. You're not allowed to be a dayim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafrish truma be a dayim. But what you're allowed to do is have kavana that I'm that the part that's towards the north, the east, is whatever a certain section that will be truma, and the remaining part will be chulin. Will be mutter b'achilo. So you have in front of you an entire chunk of truma. This is 100% truma. What are you going to do? I'm being shoyel on the truma. So that means this whole chunk is no longer truma, and also where I took it from is no longer truma. This now is tevel. Okay, so 1/50th of this now must be set aside as truma, and then for remainder another 10% is going to be given as ma'aser rishon, and then the remaining 10% will be ma'aser sheni, and then whatever is left, approximately, let's say 88%, approximately 87%, will be left over as chulin. So whatever I have in front of me right now, it's 100% osur. It's 100% truma. I'll be shoyel on the truma. It'll turn back into tevel, and then on Shabbos, or bein hashmoshes itself, I will be lekil l'afrei. I would have been mafresh truma meiser, or even on Shabbos mafresh truma. So with kavana, that whatever is towards this poor part of the utensil will be truma, and then this part will be my service, which is like Baal Sheni, and I'll be left with 87% of what I have in front of me will be chulin, and that will be mutter b'achila. So why don't you say you have in front of you, take a step back, I have in front of me again, the entire piece of food is truma, I'm going to be shoyel. So now what's in front of me is tevel. What am I going to say? I have in my home, in the closet, on the second floor, on the side, on the third shelf, I have there tevel, or I have there chulin. That shall be truma and my serish and my sasheni for what I have in front of me over here. Again, I have in front of me on Shabbos truma. I'm using this as my erif. No good. Why is it no good? I can go to a chacham and be shoyel. I have charotah. I haven't made this into truma. So what happens now when I've ever made this? This reverts now into becoming tevel. So tevel is also aser. You can't make an erev with tevel. No problem. I'll make a statement that I have at home in the closet. I have a chulin in the home, and the chulin that I have in the home shall be the truma and the ma'aser rishon and the ma'aser sheni for this tevel. So this tevel now will become a chulin. So it's mutter. Why is that not a solution? So the Gemara says, you know why? Answer: it's not a nice thing to do. Whenever you mafresh truma and ma'aser lechatchila, you mafresh ma'aser mineu bei from the object itself. Because if you go and you mafresh truma from somewhere, what's in the house, you will forget. You're not going to remember that what's in the house now is Truma and Maaser, and you'll come to eat it by mistake. And eating Truma and Maaser is a Dover Chomer Ad Moed. It's Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Chaverim, Talmidei Chachomim, are not Nechsha to be Mafresh Truma and Maaser from something which is not in front of you. So therefore, you're not going to do that. Okay, so the Gemara is okay, fine. I have another solution. V'lifra Shalom Minei Ubei. So why can't you go and be mafresh from the thing in front of you? I have in front of me a chunk of food. I'll say that on this little section, the corner, the right corner of a big hamantash. So one corner of the hamantash will be the truma and the ma'aser rishon, the ma'aser sheni. So it's minei obey. So the Gemara says an incredible answer. The less bas shi'ura. Because the entire piece of food, what you have in front of you is exactly two meals. Is the minimum shiur. Let's say you have to have two kazeis, two meals, mazon shtei sudos. That is what you have in front of you. So now, if I'm going to say, I'm going to shoyel, I'm going to make this into tevel, and then I'm going to be mafresh minei obey, how much left do I have at tzchulin? Only 87%. Think about it. First 2% goes for truma. Now we're down to 98, 10%, which is 9.8 goes from that goes to now we're down to 8. Now we're down to 8.8. Another. I'm not good at math. I get all mixed up. But basically, you're not going to after you're going to take away the chiluk of truma and ma'aser sedishin and ma'aser sheni, you don't have 100% that's fit for your mazon shtei. The less boshira. The Gemara says that's a doichik. My Pascha, who told you that? Who told you the case of the Mishnah is going, Bedavka, where you have the bare minimum? That's not Mistava. Mistava, the case of the Mishnah is going, where you have more than the bare minimum. People are not so mitzamtzim. You have food, you set aside food, truma. It's three meals worth. Right, a box of matzah. When you make an Eruvi Chatzeros, you make something, you go and you figure out the shear of Rav Chaim Noah, how many matzahs? It's 8 matzahs. Off the box has 9 matzahs. No. Get rid of the 9th matzah. You do that? No one does that. Right? If you have a box of matzahs, that's 12 matzahs. Gesunde Heit, so you have 12 matzahs. Now, so the Gemara says, Mistama, the case of the Mishnah is going to have a little bit more. So even when you'll be shoyel on the Truma, and you'll turn into Tevel, and Minei Ubei, you'll give away a shtickle for a Truma, and a shtickle for Ma'aser Rishon, a shtickle for Ma'aser Sheni, you will remain with the Shir Mazon Shtei Sudos. So what's the problem? So just when it comes to a Nazir B'Yayin, there's a solution when it comes to the Nazir B'Yayin. The solution to the Nazir B'Yayin is you can be shoyel on the zero. So when it comes to the truma, you can be shoyel on the truma and you make it into tevel. And after making it into tevel, you'll be mafresh shemenei obey and you'll be left over with enough of mazon shtei sudos, because we have a right to assume the case in which is going where you're starting off with more than mazon shtei sudos. So the Gemara says, you know the answer. Go back to the very Lukash. The Gemara says, it's an incredible chiddush. Ela sumcha savlak rabbanim de'ami kol davar shu mishum shvus gozh Allah ben ashmoshas. Because guess what? When is the Erev take effect? The Erev takes effect ben ashmoshas. When are you going to be mafresh min eilbe? When at least theoretically will you be mafresh? Would you have been mafresh min eilbe ben ashmoshas? You're not allowed. It's machlokes. We assume that we're going like the rabbanim who hold the other opinion that hold that. On Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, you're never allowed to be mafresh truma ma'aser, no matter what. The whole head to mafresh truma ma'aser is ben hashmoshes. Because being mafresh truma ma'aser is a de'isa de'rabon, it's tikkun mone. It's like misaking. It's not a real tikkun. If anything that's ruchni is not an halacha osir, but being that it resembles tikkun, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. What about ben hashmoshes? So machlokes, some shittos hold that ben hashmoshes is mutter, and some hold that it's osir. Sumches is following the machmirim that afilu bein hashmoshes, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma ma'aser. So therefore, that's why there's no solution. Because what's compared to yayin? A nazir has in front of him yayin. I can't drink the yayin. Or how's it mutter? The answer is according to sumchis. Sumchis says, you know why it's mutter? It's because you can be shoyel You can be shoyel on. So it's mutter because she can be shoyel on the nazirus. The MS sumchis holds. Sumchis is really like Beishamai. It must be fit mamish for you. He doesn't hold it as long as you can give it to a katan. Sumchis holds it must be fit mamish for you. So when it comes to yayin, yeah, takat shayach for you to mamish drink the yayin. Oh, but I'm a nazir. I can go to the chacham shoyel the nazirus. Oh, that's the case. So you can say the same thing by truma. You can go to the chacham with shoyel on your truma. No, you can't. Because being shoyel on truma just transfers it into another isser, the isser of tevel. And don't tell me, oh, that it's tevel, so tevel you can be misakin ben hashmashas. Because the whole isser of tikkun of tevel, mahafrosh of truma and maaser, is only an isser midrabanan. And an isser midrabanan, this time isser midrabanan is muta ben hashmashas. Not so fast. Sumkis holds like the shita that ayah ben hashmashas, it's also to misakin tevel. Okay, so therefore that's the bottom line. Next sugi. Come on, let's go to tonight. We're in the Mishnah. Yesha amu. Now we're going back to Budon yesterday. Yesha amu. Hakol lefi mashu hu adam. Now we learned this yesterday. Two different opinions. That with every person, there's no such thing as a set shear. Every shear depends on the person himself. We have a few examples. Meloi kumsoi mincha. What's the shear mincha? How much kmitza? You have three fingers. Every person, every kohen has a different size fingers. Some have large, some have small. What's the shear? The shear kmitza, is there a standard shear for kmitza? Did the rabbanim come along and figure out what is the average three fingers worth of flour that the kohen takes when he takes a mincha? And that is a requirement, a bare minimum requirement when it comes to every single mincha. Is that the pshat? Or no, every single kohen that does kmitza, he uses his three fingers. So even though you have a midget, a very small kohen, he has three very teeny little fingers, that's the shear. You don't have to have a bare minimum. There's no such thing as a bare minimum when it comes to kmitza. That's what it says. Miloi kumtsoi mincha. Number two, miloi chafnav. The kohen gadol, on Yom Kippur, he goes to lufnayav lufnim, and he's marked in miloi chafnav two fistfuls. He takes the shovel between his teeth, right? He carries under his armpits. He carries in the shovel the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in his fist, he has a bowl of Keteres. How much Keteres is in that bowl? Well, he first figured out, they put the Keteres to the bowl based upon his fist. So, how much, what's the shear? Did Chazal take all of the whole world and figure out what the average size is? No. Every single Kohen Gadol has a different fistfight, Meloi Chofnov, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. Let me just find the place over here. Come on, the Yeshua Malachim, the Yeshua Malachim, the Meloi Chofnov, Keteres. Next, the person drinks Meloi Lugmov, his cheekful. That's satisfying. Chiv Karis. Everyone is different. Uvimazin, here is the fourth example, which is relative to our Sugya. Uvimazin, Shtei Sudos Le'erev. Gesundheit. Mazin, Shtei Sudos Le'erev. Everyone has a different portion. Some people have big portions, some people eat small portions. Kiman, so who says this? Omar, Rabbi Zerok, Sumchus, Sidyamar, my dechazile beina, and this follows Sumchus. Sumchus says with Farish that you go, you follow what a person, my dechazile beina, it must be fit for what you are accustomed to. Okay, Rashi says, there is no Rashi on this. Now, why that? Because there's Sumchus, a little bit of Chiddush over here, what the Gemara is saying. Because Sumchus, just like Sumchus says, it's a lumbus in this Gemara. Because what Sumchus never said is beferish. Only thing Sumchus says is that a nazir, that when it comes to truma, all he said was when it comes to truma, a Yisrael cannot make an Erev with truma. Why not? Because the Yisrael can't eat the truma. He needs to eat it. And since he can't eat it, it's no good. The Rabbanim disagree. The Rabbanim say, you don't need to eat it, you can give it to another kohen. It doesn't have to be fit for you, as long as it's fit for someone else. Simchas never said anything about measuring your hands. The only thing Simchas says is, even though the Rabbanim hold, that a nazir can make nazir can be kind of shvis with yayin, I don't need to drink it, I can give the yayin to someone else. Shuma, I don't need to eat the truma. I can give the truma to a kohen. It's fit for someone else in the world, good enough. Simchas says, no. You, it's a custom-made Erev. You have to be able to drink the Yayin. You have to be able to eat the Truma. Yayin, you can take a drink, because you can be shown in a Zeros. Truma, you can't. There's no way in the world you can drink the Truma, therefore Truma's out. And there's no din of Tevel and Ben Hashmoshes, because Ben Hashmoshes, he can't be quite Mafesh Truma Meiser, so there's no hope. So we see from that, from Sumchis, that the din, Eruvei Hetchumen, it's a customized din. It must be fit for you. From that we extrapolate, that when it comes to Shi'urim, it's a very big jump. There's a quantum leap here. What we're doing with Sumchas. Just like when it comes to Truma, you must be able to eat the Truma. When it comes to Shi'urim, Chol HaTarakua, Mulei Chafna, Mulei Kumsai, Shtei Mazen, Shtei Sudos, it all depends on your size. That's now the Gemara says, so it comes down now, there's only Sumchas. Right away, the Gemara is quoting the Gemara we learned yesterday. Does that mean to say then that the Rabbanon, Kaman Ozla, Kaman Kesumchas, Lema, so let's now suggest Pliga, Adrim Shimon, and Elazar. Oh, exactly. What do we learn of Shimon Elazar? The title of the Rabbi Sar, Shimon Elazar, Oimer, and Marv, and Lachal of Zokin, you mean for Chal and Zokin, Kedem is Zainai. You can make an area for a Chal and a Zokin, Kedem is Zainai in a Chanami, but Ulir Avoton, Besuda Beinoin Shall Call Adam. So you see, Beferish, that the Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that when it comes to a Ra'avoton, the person has a very large appetite, we don't customize it for his shear. We follow the average. So l'chayr sumchis is not like, because according to sumchis al a ravatan, we need a very large shear. The Gemara says no. Targuma achol v'zaken avol ravasan botla daita eitzel kolodin chanami sumchis. Is going l'chumrah. When sumchis said the halacha, he agrees. That Sumchis, look at Rashi, Sumchis Targuma, Loha Dukhtani Shiura Ba'odam Atzmai, Achoyle Vizakon Lukula, we only go leniency. But the Loy Aravasan Lukhumra, the Batla died in Chanandu. When Sumchis said the halacha, Sumchis was going Lukula, Loha Dukhtani Shiura Ba'odam Atzmai. This brisa, this mishnah that says yesha omer, not sumchas. Okay, let's take that back. Sumchas is it could be it's out. It's not necessarily related. You have to do this thing a little bit complicated because there are three parts. Step by step, we start off with a mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hakol lifi mashu adam." Mulei kumsa min mincha mulei chafna k'teres v'hashleis mulei blugim b'yamagipurim v'mosim shtei sudos layer of period. Okay, it's a Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to say, who is the author of the Mishnah? Kiman amar lo sumchas. Okay, very good. Sumchas is a perfect match. Now sumchas maybe in Achanami will hold. We don't really know what sumchas holds. Sumchas he holds. We customize it. But the Gemara now is not focusing on sumchas. Let's just take this Mishnah, this what it says, that's not this Mishnah, and let's match it to what it's to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who holds Ma'arvin L'Chaylo L'Zokin K'deim Zayin L'Ravtan B'Sudim B'Neinus Mishal G'Me'adam. So there you see that the Mishnah, not Sumchas. Let's put aside Sumchas for the moment. We'll get back to Sumchas in a moment. But this Mishnah that says that we follow Akolufi Mashu, that says that we go Akolufi Mashu Adam, which is Mashma both ways, Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra, is not like what it says here, Shimon Elazar, who says Shimon Elazar is a Tana. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that you don't go l'hakolafi mashoda. So Tamar says no. Rabbi Shimon Elazar and the Mishnah are not arguing. When the Mishnah said hakolafi mashu adam was a kula, was a leniency. In an example where a person is a choyle or a zogain, then you only need a small shear. L'mayin afkamina, a koyein who is a midget, who is smaller than average does not need a full shear. But a Kohen who's larger than normal, Einoch Nami, he's like a Ravatan. Someone that's larger, Butla Daita Eitzel Kolada. So it's not a contradiction. It's not the Mishnah and Rav Shimon and Lazar do not necessarily disagree. They both can possibly are only going, we connect the two together. And just like Rav Shimon and Lazar explicitly only says halacha as a leniency, that a choyla and a zakein do not need the full measure, so too when it comes to Mulei Chofnov, when it comes to Mulei Kumsai, when it comes to Mazon Shtei Sudos, when it comes to Mulei Lugma, if your person has a smaller shear, well, yeah, it depends on Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur will depend. It'll be the way around. All the way around. Boy, Lugma will follow. It's always going to be only as a kula, not as a chumra. Now, that's a little bit problematic because what about Sumchas? In our Mishnah, Sumchas was not coming to be Megel. Sumchas was coming to be Machmir. Right? Is that what Sumchas came to do? He says that when it comes to Yisrael making an Erev with Truma, no way. It's got to be so that it's fit for him. So the Gemara over here is saying it's like a no-win situation. If you want Sumchas to work out like the Mishnah, then Yitaka, we're going to have a machlokes between the Mishnah and Rav Shimon Elazar. If you want Rav Shimon Elazar to work out like the Mishnah, then Sumchas is not going to be like either two. So therefore, not everyone can work together. Not everyone can be in the same room together. You want to play games? If you want to take two alone we can work out. But all three together? Two is company, three is a crowd. Right? So the crowd over here, it's not going to work. We don't have crowd control. But a company, that we can take here. That's what appears shot in the Gemara. So you have to play with these three opinions together. Okay, Vaita. Now we learn the Gemara, we learn the coin can make a name, be Besa Pras, and the Besa Pras can be coin of Shvisa. A Besa Pras, a place where once upon a time there was a keder, and someone came along with a plow, and plowed a shallow kever. Not like today, the kvarim are very deep. But Chatam Chazal, they were buried shallow kvarim, and a plow goes down three tefachim into the ground, that's it. Three tefachim is not very much. Okay, three tefachim. And the maize is buried within three tefachim. It's like today, it's unheard of, such a thing. But then the body decomposed, and then there were bones, and the bones may have been cut up by the plow and spread over an area of 100 amas by 100 amas. So is a shilas, is a kohen allowed to walk in that area where there are possible bone fragments? So the answer is no, he's not allowed to. Let's say he wants to be kohen of shvitz in that area, it's okay. How could he be kohen of shvitz so the kohen can walk there? So the Gemara explains, kohen es apras, the Gemara Yehuda or Shmuel, menafeach adam, a person can blow, the kohen can get down on his hands and knees, and make sure he does not step on any bone fragments. Today they would use radar. They have high-tech stuff today. Radar, sonar, and radar. They even do this with the Kaisel. But even they mapped out. They think they know today where the Mikdash, where the Machna Mikdash is. Because they have high-tech sonar, whatever. They're able to see things underground, in the ground. And they say it's not, they go on the tunnel tours. They tell you, now you're Kneged. The dome of the rock. They always were fact fake if the dome of the rock was really the Kodesh. Right? No, so they still, a lot of the traditional mahalachas, the dome of the rock was never the Makom HaMikdash. It was a fortress. It was a fortress.
Devi Jassi was there.
What? No. They say not. I mean, that's what they'll tell you. Go on the tongue tours, they'll tell you for sure. It's neither the Mizbeach, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But look in the Sfarim, the traditional Makar was that was not. Now I think the more modern researchers, experts, are coming around to be Moideh, that the Dome of the Rock is not the Mizbeach and not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was a fortress. A fortress that was built in the time, and the Makom HaMikdash is just over, much more, a little bit more to the right. We're basically where we go to the plaza. At the plaza is connected to the corner right before you go into the tunnel.
Right, that's on the left.
Right before you go indoors, when you're still at the last corner, that's Mamish connected to Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what they want to say. That's why it's always very crowded to get that corner right before you go into that, you know, into the indoor thing.
Yeah.
That's mamish. That's not the, the tunnel down. You go down. And when you're still outdoors,
right,
in the plaza, the last teeny little section is mamish connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim. No one knows for sure. There are three mahalachim. Either that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the Dome of the Rock is the Mizbeach, which, or the Dome of the Rock is the Kodesh HaKadoshim Amish. Or we don't really know. It's somewhere over there. It's not Evaita. But yeah, based on Pras, and the coin, so the coin, how can he become a Shvisa? No problem, because the coin can go there. How can he go there? He can get down on his hands and knees and blow. The Omar, Yudah Mashmur, Hamanafech Adam, based on Pras, the other person can blow. A base of pras velach, can travel in the area. Yehuda barabi b'shmei Rav Yehuda Amar base of pras shnidash. He's more makel. If the base the shnidash has been trampled upon, Yisraelim walk there. Yisrael can walk there. So once already the area has been trampled upon, by certainly all the bone fragments have been pushed away, and there's no prohibition. You can walk there, and everything is. And so therefore, technically, the one who wants to show that a koyin can be koyin the shlisa in the beis hapras, because theoretically he himself can travel there to retrieve his eriv by going there very carefully. Next, so you know, there af beis hakavos, a bigger chiddush, a koyin can be koyin the shlisa mamish in the cemetery. Hayitachin, how could that be? Tadu the brass and neisha yochel lochoitz v'leilch b'shida tevu migdol. He can go in a box. He can go in a wagon. It'll be a chatzitza. He'll be completely enclosed, and the wagon will have a tefach between the ground and what's underneath it, and that will protect him. Chasavar, why? How are you allowed to do this? Why don't we say that the tumas of the tahoim, the tumah of the kever goes all the way up? Goes all the way up. That's not true. Just because there's a tefach that's mafsik doesn't matter. Well, I shouldn't say it, but why don't we go say that the airspace, the tomb on the ground goes and penetrates into the wagon? So kasava oil zoruk shmei oil, because shiach lochzal the middle
we just got
to
finish saying that there's no
problem
if
you're
not.
That's beis hapras.
So what would be different?
Beis hapras is nothing over here. There's mamash a kever. Beis hapras, there's only a shalva bone fragment. So as long as you're careful, there's no bones. There's no tumor whatsoever. It's mamash a kever. He's walking on a kever.
So what's the problem?
He's going over the kever. He's going over the. Oh, so that's a shalva. Shaila is, if you're going over a kever, does the ear under the kever, does the tumor going to penetrate where you are? And if you're in a wagon, that's a machlokes.
Forget about a wagon. You're not touching that tongue.
Doesn't matter. There is boss there. There's a whole skeleton there. There's a whole body there.
Skeleton, that's
atomos. No, a whole skeleton. Rav Shidra is metame tumas mace. It's oil ala rakia. So when you walk over it, this vadai tumah. To walk over a kever, koyin is vadai tame, no shaila whatsoever. Possibility is that he'll go in an area, he won't walk on the kever. He'll go in, they'll carry him, or he'll go in a wagon where he will not be direct contact. Also, the shaila here is, if you're an oil that's zoruk, is that called, now the problem is, if it's permanent, here's the deal. If it's permanent, meaning that it's stationary, it's a structure, it's been built there, and there's a tefach in between the ground and where the person is, that's certainly going to be mafsik. The tumah will no longer, the tumah will not penetrate. But if the object that you're in is moving, it's moving, even though it is more, there's a hefsik between the mace and the tumah, and where you are more than the tefach, that's a machlekes now in the Gemara, two opinions, a machlekes in the Mishnah, if the tumah penetrates through such an oil. An oil zoruk, an oil that is in movement, is it mafsik bifnei tumah? If this, you have a permanent structure, being mafsik between the mace and yourself, and there's a telach between the mace, the kever, and the oil, that's mafsik. But if it's not a permanent structure, it's a structure.
Build a house on stilts.
So that's us. Yes, that's right. In Echdam, that's what they did for the Paraduma. They built a city. bigger. They built an entire village on stilts. They built the Beis Hamikdash on a whole section of platforms. The whole Beis Hamikdash was built on platforms because who knows? Maybe deep down there was a kever. It was a ravna. It was some field. They didn't know what was there before. The whole Beis Hamikdash was built on an area. The Bayis Sheni, at least the Bayis Rishon, maybe not. But the Bayis Sheni, they show this in the models. If you ever see the videos, the models of Bayis Sheni, the whole thing was built on a whole series of very complex arches. So just in case there was any tumma buried deep down, all of these arches are massive. But that's all true and fine, all good and well, when these are permanent structures. But if you are in some type of oil which is in motion, that's a machloikis and it's massive. That's why you go on a plane or you go in a car, it's a problem. Because that's an oil zoruk. An oil zoruk we paskin loy shmei oil. It's not going to protect you. So if you're flying in a plane over an area where you know for sure there's a Jewish cemetery, you got a problem. It's an oil zoruk because the plane is an oil zoruk, mamish. It's an oil zoruk loy shmei oil. The car also is an oil zoruk. Let's see. So here the Gemara is saying that the kohen can get into the cemetery. How? They'll take him. They'll go, you know, you see those pictures. They go and they'll carry him on their shoulders. They'll carry him into the cemetery to pick up his bread that he put in the cemetery. And the Tiron become Tamei because he's in an oil, and the oil is one tefach above the ground, above the Kvarim. So the Mara says, how can you do this? But it's in motion. No problem, Kasavar. Oil Zoruk? Shmei oil, it's okay. Uvipluksa, but don't get carried away. This is a machlekes hanoyim. The honey tan of the following time. Then in the Braisa, hanichnas le'aretz so'amim, a person goes into chutz li'aretz, the entire chutz li'aretz is tamei. Because who knows? Only in Eretz Yisrael will they nizer to mark the graves. In chutz li'aretz, you don't know what's under the ground. It can be kvarm. And even if they're goyim, we pass them. The care of a goy is also matamei midrabbanan. So this tumah, wherever you go, even if you go b'shida, tevo, migdol, these are different types of structures. I don't know what they are. Different types of boxes of different sizes and shapes. Say you would say a bus, a car, or a minivan, right? All different types of vehicles. Rebbe Mitane, okay? And look at the Shulchan Aruch. Mitane, we pass it like this. Mitane, there's an Ois Aleph. Tur Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simin Tov Tes Siv Zayin. We paskin oil zorik loy shma oil. Going in an airplane over a cemetery or a koyin is a big, big problem. And that's when Eretz Yisrael, there's been so many fights over this, they're very careful not to fly the airplanes over places where it's muchzak for there to be cemeteries. It wasn't always like this years ago. Okay, fine. But Teva, Bishita Vigdal, Rabbi Metame, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, Metaher, B'mai, come with the Gib Mar Sava, Oil Zorik, Lav Shme Oil. O Mar Sava, Oil Zorik, Shme Oil. The Hodatanya, now before we go, Vajj, where is Nagel Achel Maisa, Lakula? I know we don't pass like this, an umbrella on Shabbos. Are you allowed to open an umbrella and carry an umbrella on Shabbos? So Me'ikar Hadin, yes. Because an umbrella is an oil zorak. You're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos. It's awesome, it's boiner. You're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos. But if you make an oil zoruk, if it's an oil zoruk, it's shmei oil, you're not allowed to make it, you're not allowed to do it. If it's loy shmei oil, you're allowed to. So many wanted to say that opening an umbrella on Shabbos, what is an umbrella? It's an oil, right? It's more than 4x4 tefachim, and it shelters you from the rain and the snow, whatever it is. But it's an oil zoruk. And we pass in lach l'maisa, oil zoruk, loy shmei oil. So people always tell you opening an umbrella is awesome, it's nisa derais, not so. It's not nisa derais to open an umbrella because it's not zara. However, it's accepted all the poskim that for many reasons you don't open an umbrella on Shabbos. You don't, even where there's an erif And even if the umbrella is left open before Shabbos and you want to carry it in the place where there's an umbrella in the country, you have an Erev, you know, in Brooklyn, you know, you're not going to come to shul. You know, you can't open and close it because that's all part of the problem. Where are you going to put 50 umbrellas when you come to a shul? You know, you're not going to be able to close the umbrellas. But even in the place where you are in the country, it's still accepted for many reasons that it's a zilzal in Kedusha Shabbos to use an umbrella on Shabbos. But the issue of opening and closing depends very much on the sugi here of Oil Zorg Shmir Olav Shmir Baita. Okay, so now we have another sugya. A kohen tar, he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, oyel zaruk shmei oyel. So the kohen can go into the cemetery to retrieve the bread by going in a shida tevel migdal. He's protected. Oyel zaruk shmei oyel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we don't pass like this. So the marvel the kohen tar b'tzuma tahira, a kohen who's tar with tzuma tahira. The kever, even if the bread is put mamish on the kever, the Gemara says, "Heichiyazel, how are you going to go there? The Gemara says, how are you going to go into the kever? The shida tevel migdal, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's of the opinion oyel zaruk shmei oyel, it's mafsik between the tuma and yourself, so you can be transported into the Beis HaKvaros to retrieve your bread." It's a good eruve itchum. But the Gemara is a very simple question. V'hakevon de'achta, it's maya. Okay, very good. But the truma, if the truma is on the kever, the truma is tneya. Forget about the koyin getting there. There are two issues. Here we're combining. There are two different issues. You can a koyin make an eruv with chulin in the Beis HaKvaros. That's an issue of transportation, of retrieving the bread. But over here we're saying a bigger chiddush. Not only can the kohen make an eruv in the Beis HaKvaros, he can make an eruv with truma. But wait a minute. If the truma is in contact with the grave, the truma is tameya. Truma tameya has to be burnt. It's not royally achila. Not for the kohen, and not for anyone. And there's no din of ishtil. Once it becomes tame, it's also, and even ishtil, so it's going to be tevel. It's also not the solution. It will lay. So the Gemara is a fascinating solution. The truma was done hukshul lekabel tuma. How is it hukshul lekabel tuma? The b'loy hukshura. It's fruit, and the fruit was never wetted. It never came moist. The shiva mashkim, the seven liquids. Last week's parasha, the chayuta and mayim al zera. I'll call zera zera bal kare. Asher yisorei. You know this week's parasha. You ready? Parasha tashiv etzayra. This week's parasha. Not so easy. So what?
So he knows every part of
it. Hochshura, or shani loy shabim ei peres, or it was kneaded with its bread, egg mats. Kosher lePesach egg matzah is not. It's not not royal and kabbal. Unbelievable matzah lechem oini. It's mekabel tuma. Egg matzah lechem ashira matzah ashira. Matzah ashir is not mekabel tuma because it never was hushud mayim. Okay, very good, excellent. The bread itself is truma. It's not mekabel tuma because it's not hushra. But how is the kohen going to take it off the grave when he extends his hand is over the avir, maybe he got in the graves but how is he going to extend his hand to retrieve it? Once he puts his hand there, he becomes tamei. No problem, a stick. B'pshute cleates, because a stick cleates, shute cleates is not mekabel tuma. So just take a stick to pick up the bread off the kever, not put his hand over the airspace of the kever. To learn mekabel tuma. The stick is a tevach wide, like a 2x4. Maybe by a 4x4. The 2x4, the 4.
It's a piece of shell.
Also, once the stick is already 4 tefachim wide, the tefach wide, that will bring, it's an oil, and that will bring the tumah to the kohen, So a stick's not going to work. The Gemara says, you have to change the gears from a resh to a dalet, at the point. In other words, a very small stick, and the stick is less than a tefach wide. Being that it's less than a tefach wide, there's not going to be any tumas oil, there's not going to be no transfer of the tumah from the kever to where the kohen is standing. Yachi, that's the case, gevaldik. So there's no problem whatsoever. You have a solution to every problem. So why do the rabbanan not allow a kohen to go and make an erev with tumah on a kever? Yachi, my time is rabbanan, because Sarabi also Chalik Mitzvah be Suri Hana. No, it's another reason, because a Kever is also Behana. It's a zilzil. You're not allowed to be koine shvisa to use a makom. A kever is also behana, serious business. Also behana. You're not allowed to use a makom that's also behana for your benefit of koine shvisa. Michlal. Does that mean to say that Rabbi Huda that says that you can do the Rabbi Huda sava mutar lukim mutar? No, that's not called the hana. You know why? Eruve to chumin is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lovely honey snitnu. Kosava mitzvah honey snitnu. Also, the Morris Elohod Yamara, Rava, mitzvah slavon snitnu, the lame, kitanoi, armor, the shmaitse. But the rabbonin say that it's also. It must be the rabbonin hold that mitzvah slohone snitnu. It's the hana, and that's why you have a problem. So you have a steer, so the Morris says, no, armor, Rava, misfulu de marvin eludvar mitzvah. So the Gemara now says a very, very important yisoid. This is a machlokes. For what purpose can you make eruv? I think we passed like this, right? We passed like this that you only can make an eruv for dvar mitzvah. You want to carry more than 2,000 amos. Why do you want to go more than? Why do you want to walk more than 2,000 amos? So there's a machlokes. One man says is only for a dvar mitzvah. The rav is coming. There's a rav, a talmud chacham, coming in that direction. You want to hear the shir, or you want to go daven, or you want to visit a chayla. You want to be masneh chosam. You want to be menachem novel on Shabbos, which is mutter. A dvar mitzvah, but a dvar reshus. Stam, you want to go there to shmooze? You want to go there for a good meal? You're not allowed to do that. So if you hold isvilo deimar lelav mitzvah kulem lo pligi lo lav mitzvah slavon esinu, it's going to be osur. If you hold it, you only can make an erev tchumin for dvar mitzvah. Ein hachinami mitzvah is lovely honis nitnu. And the reason why the rabbanim say that it's awesome, because over here they hold that you can make an erev afil dvar reshus, not for a dvar mitzvah. So you no longer have the leniency of mitzvah is lovely honis nitnu. It's not a mitzvah dvar reshus. The hachabogemug masav ein marvin el dvar mitzvah masav marvin afil dvar reshus. That's why the rabbanim say it's not a dvar mitzvah. You make an erev in order to have a good, to enjoy yourself for dvar reshus. A dvar reshus is memela, and you're using a kever. A kever is this a hana? You're having hana for dvar reshus. You don't have the heter of ein mitzvah slavli honis nidnu. So the Gemara, does that mean to elo hod yomer Rav Yosef ein marvin el dvar mitzvah leim kandrayim ul shmaiz daniel zachlagis tanoim? If you can make an erev for dvar reshus, but aren't we familiar? We're more familiar with the opinion that in that you can only that you only can make an erev for dvar mitzvah. I believe that's the halach. You only can make an erev for the dvar mitzvah. Amar al chavav Yosef, you're right. The kuli alma ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. The emes says you only can make an erev for dvar mitzvah. The kuli alma mitzvah is lavli chonis nidnu. The neil al chayav Rabbi Huda is correct. If you only can make an erev for dvar mitzvah and mitzvah is lavli chonis nidnu, there should not be any problem with a koyin making an erev in the beis hakvaris on a kever with truma. Because you can get there through Shade the Teva Migdal. If you hold oil, Zoruk, Shmei oil, and you could, the Truma did not become Tameh from the Kever because there was no Heksher. And you could retrieve it with the point of the stick. So there's no Tumah whatsoever. So why then did the Rabbanan not allow? The answer is, once already you can make an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah, do you also get fringe benefits? The fringe benefits are, I might as well enjoy the food. I might as well enjoy the Mazon Shtei Sudos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once the Erev worked, once you accomplished the goal of triggering the Erev, L'shem Mitzvah, you couldn't care less about the bread. If an animal will come and steal the bread, gazun to hate. Take the bread. I don't care. I have no longer deriving benefit that the kever is guarding. The kever is guarding the bread. Umar saw, but the rabbanim are of the opinion that nichol laid the mint, they were yodel tzav daita shaladam ein ochnani for dvar mitzvah mitzvah lohanis nitnu. But in the back of my mind, you know, the bread costs money. The bread costs money. It's on the kever. It's truma. And I want the Beis HaKvaris to serve as protection for the bread, so that ultimately I'll be able to retrieve it and eat it. So even though initially it started out as a pure mitzvah, and mitzvah is lavli honis nidnu, but the lingering after effect is, I take personal gain, I derive personal gain. Oh, personal gain? Even though it started out as a mitzvah, now it's transferring into personal benefit? Oh, Beis HaKvaris Mokom Isser Hana. Isser Hana, you're using an Isser, Mokom Isser Hana for your own gain? That's not the Masav. If I need it, I'll be able to eat from the bread. Okay, stop here.